Hello there, Dunder Mifflin Knights, and welcome back to the season finale, season 3 of The Office ASMR. I should say, welcome back to The Office ASMR. Tonight is the season finale of season 3, episode 23, clocking in at 42 minutes, aired May 17th, 2007, and they brought back director Ken Kwapis, the old faithful director who started the show, set the tone for the show. He did the big finale of Casino Night, and he's back here for the job. I think this will be this is the second or third in a row that's going to be an extended episode. So I hope you're enjoying these slightly longer episodes. Still always open to feedback if you want more. Preamble in the beginning, I could do the episode and then just kind of discuss the episode afterward, always changing up the format to make this the best podcast that it can be, and always appreciating the iTunes reviews. Somebody left the 100th iTunes review. That's amazing. Thank you so much. And I'm trying to remember, I actually thought that I thought Beach Game, I knew Beach Games was at the end. But this is a very big episode, as you know. This is when a lot of things change. And, you know, season 2 is when the show found its footing. The characters were fleshed out. Everything was happening. Season 3 has just been all cylinders, right? It's like you had the Stanford storyline wrapped up. You had the merger. You just have all this great stuff happening. I'm really curious now because in my mind, season 4 is the best season, and I don't know why that sticks out so much, but it's also been, it's been a while. I guess season 4, I guess season 5 too, because, you know, season 6 is the wedding, and then season 7, and then everything kind of gets kind of odd after that. But, you know, now listening to the oral history of The Office, you can hear that, you know, there's the point where Mike Schur goes off and starts to develop his other shows, Parks and Rec, and then, you know, Greg Daniels leaves the show as a showrunner, and you can feel it in the seasons. You can feel the difference in the staff, and I guess that is, you know, that's the struggle that Paul Lieberstein had in the later seasons. It's like, what is the show? And it's you can't really put it on him because, you know, he lost Steve, he lost Michael Scott, and, you know, I think he had, what, 2 seasons with Michael, and then, you know, the 2 seasons without. But anyway, I love the Oral History podcast with Brian Baumgartner. Amazing. You know, the final episode, it's a little bit too, it's like a little bit meta, right? They're talking to Billie Eilish, who's obsessed with The Office, and what I find funny about that is, like, she is doing now with Netflix and The Office what I was doing at the same period in my life, right? This was, like, you know, high school. I was obsessed with Scrubs and just watched Scrubs all the time. And if I'd be in my room, Scrubs would be playing on my computer or something like that. And I think that's just what you get these days. But, yeah, they talked about the rap party, the finale, the parade, and all these things, and it's interesting that the show, but what I really liked, though, is they dug into, like, why is it the comfort, you know, why is it so comfortable with people? Why is it this thing? And there's some really good theories on why the show continues to be so popular and why, you know, middle schoolers really enjoy it and why people of all ages seem to enjoy it. And yeah, if you're listening to that, I think I've said this before, is the oral history, the Office Ladies. I've been listening to Fake Doctors, Real Friends, the Scrubs rewatch. It's like, I love listening to those, but those are the things I end up not falling asleep to, because I love to hear the stories. I love to hear the behind the scenes. Like, I really enjoy that stuff, and I don't want to miss it, and that's why I'm here, because I'm just gonna narrate this episode so that you can picture it in your head, because anybody that's listened to this has seen The Office before. if not one time, then a dozen times, like our friend Billie Eilish. And I just want to give you enough information of what's going on in the story, just conk you out and fall asleep. So I'm excited to wrap up season 3, get into season 4 and beyond, because now this is like we've been in the good stuff, but I think now so we're like really rolling. So we'll get into the episode here. Make sure your sleep timers are set for the appropriate amount of time. And I will just get right in here, the cold open. I'm using a much bigger screen than I'm used to, which is nice. For the episode. So we have Michael sitting in corporate. David Wallace rolls in. David's kind of confused because the interview is tomorrow. Michael says, yes. I happen to be in the neighborhood. Dropped in. In the middle of a workday? No. While I'm here, let me ask you a few questions about... This is a great one, he says. Out of curiosity, are you interviewing anybody else that's as successful or... manages as many people. Who did you put in charge when the branches merged? David Wallace is so perfectly cast, too. I think he was in... Was he in the Oral History? They definitely did an episode with him with the Office Ladies. I know this company. The other branch managers are morons. Hey, Pam. I forgot, Dave, what the interview was. I'll be like 3 hours late. And we're in it. Also, if you like those bonus episodes, let me know, because they don't seem to do that well. We have Jim rolling in with a nice haircut. What's different about you, Kevin says. Meredith says, sexy, hot haircut. Come on, do it. Ra-da-do. What's up, big haircut? No longer big tuna, you're a big haircut. Andy's rocking quite the pink color palette. Jim says, Karen suggested I get a haircut. So I can look presentable and not, as she so lovingly put it, homeless. Pam says, hey, I think it looks great. Thanks, Pam. Karen's like, yeah. Pam says, look, Jim was very nice about my outburst at the beach. He missed my friendship. And I understand where he's coming from. I'm not embarrassed at all, she says. Rocking her periwinkle cardigan. She says, look, it only took me 3 years to summon the courage. We have Dwight coming into Michael's office. He says, look, I need to name my replacement. And this letter of congratulations to Dwight Schrute. And Dwight is beside himself. It's Dwight. Congratulations, A-Wipe. Don't screw the pooch. Now Dwight is crying. It's a little premature. I mean, Michael's very confident he's gonna get the job. And Michael's like, oh no. Oh, don't ruin it. With the tears. Thank you so much. It's like a very ugly cry from Dwight. Pam hesitates in the break room when she catches Karen there. Hey, about the beach. You got Toby sitting in the background. Pam is like, look, I'm sorry if it made you feel weird. I've been thinking that for a long time. Karen says, Pam is kind of a bitch. Karen goes to Jim and says, hey, let's head to the city, grab a hotel room, get some food. Jim's like, look, I got so much paperwork. Wow, done, okay, let's do it. Jim's like, hey, can we get off early, spend the night in the city? Whoops. Michael said, hey, we can all go tomorrow, do a convoy. Pull up next to each other, give each other the finger. Jim says, we're going to go tonight, we'll see you tomorrow, okay? How would you moon us if you were driving? Cruise control, he says. Kevin is like, look, Jim, who's hotter, Pam or Karen? I'm not going to talk about this now. Kevin says, Pam is taller, she has bigger breasts. Karen has a prettier face. Jim says, what else, Kevin? Jim looks tired. John Krasinski. You know what, Kevin? You take the rest of the day, figure it out, and report back. Kevin's like, yes, absolutely, will do. Jim still has his sleeves down. Oscar, and now we have the whole break room full here. Pam, Stanley, Oscar, Kelly. Now they're making fun of Pam for the outburst. Meredith is like, look, everyone was so drunk, no one even remembers what you said. Creed said, oh, this is a great one. He says, Creed says, I vlogged the whole thing. And then gives a crazy URL. And Ryan says, Creed asked me how to set up a blog, wanting to protect the world from being exposed to Creed's brain. I opened up a Word document and put an address at the top. Even for the internet, it's pretty shocking. Michael comes over to the accounting department, and Kevin is like, it's gonna be weird working with Jan. Michael says, look, it's a done deal. I basically have the job already. I already sold my condo. And they're all like, oh no. Who gave you that advice? I have to buy another place. Michael says he sold it on eBay. It went for 80% of what I paid. Sold in record time. Dwight says, how would you like to spend the night with a regional manager in Dunder Mifflin, to Angela? And he says, I don't care how they consolidate power in ancient Rome. Not Michael, me. I'm taking his job. It's like a very odd scene in the kitchen where Dwight's just standing straight up facing forward and Angela's like turned around and she's like, goodbye, Kelly Kapoor. Now we have Dwight giving Jim a hard time as he squeezes a little hand like weight, resistance weight. It's my greatest dream come true. Welcome to the hotel hell. Check-in time 9, check-out time never. Does my room have cable? The sheets are made of fire. We're all booked up. Hell convention in town. Can I have a late check-out? Oh, wait, I have a technical error here. Let's get this pulled back up and working. No, I wasn't 3 minutes in. Where are we at? Uh-oh. Wow, this show is so economical. Yeah, most of season four are supersized longer episodes. It's going to make my numbering weird in the podcast player because I'll have to do like episode 2, 2 to 4. Oh. Ooh, not looking forward to that. Everything's been so perfect at this point. Season 4, why you gotta do me dirty? Why you gotta do me dirty, season 4? Alright. Might have to cut this out. Oh, man. I don't know, maybe some of you are already asleep by the 8th minute here. Late checkout? I'll talk to the manager. You're not the manager in your own fantasy. I'm the owner. Co-owner with Satan. Just so I understand, in your wildest fantasy, you're the you are in hell, co-running a bed and breakfast with the devil. My salary, $80,000 a year. Dwight says his first order of business is to demote Jim Halpert. My ideal choice, Jack Bauer. But he is unavailable, fictional, and overqualified. And now we have Andy signing up to interview to be assistant regional manager. We have Michael talking to Pam, and Jam walks in. Why are you here? The very, oh, how are you, Janet? Good to see you. Very, very deer in headlights moment. Jan says, I don't like the way that we left things. Why don't you wait in my office? Important business matters to take care of. As he looks around, Pam says, DEFCON 10. He says, immediate assistance. Slowly, quietly gather all the ladies in the conference room. Karen, Phyllis. And then Meredith, she's an alternate. It's weird. Weird. I didn't get both of your messages. Jan's like, Pam goes to Karen and says, Michael needs us in the conference room. Before I leave, can you make Jim's and my sales reports copies for tomorrow? I really hope you get the job. Thanks. And then Karen's like, Is that right? Dan said, hey, look, I went on vacation to clear my mind. It was very good. Let me get right to the point. I feel good about myself in a long time. Made some big changes. I miss you. She does seem like a different person. There's a different energy there. And she says, I want us to work out. He says, yeah, excuse me for a second. DEFCON 20. He goes into the conference room where Phyllis, Angela, Pam, and Karen are all there. He says, help me. You want to get back together? No. They said, don't get back together. What if she makes me? She made me do a lot of things I didn't want to do. Pam reminds him, like, you weren't happy with her. You're happier now. Go in there and be strong. I need to tell her that we can't be together. Wow. He says, I'm in a very good place right now. Thank you. All the girls, all the ladies. And then he goes back in, and Jan is. He is deer in headlights again as her sweater reveals that she had a boob job. It's a sign of maturity to give people second chances. I'm going to hear her out. She walks out. Pam is like, oh my god. And Jim notices. And there's like, ooh. And then Karen catches the exchange and is like, wow. And even Kevin comes in. Pam's like, yeah, Jim must have been weirding out with Roy. Everybody's checking her out. Andy, Meredith. Meredith says, look, guys are way more attracted to the back than the front. Kevin says, oh, Creed says, all natural, baby. Swing low, sweet chariots. Classic one. Michael is like trying to listen to her. He's like, yeah, priorities. He's like, let's get back together. No. It is not because of the boob job. Boob enhancement. That would be shallow. This is emotionally magnificent. Dwight rounds everybody up. Here we go. Interview process. Andrew Bernard. Save the best for first. Oh, I didn't catch that Andy was wearing a baby blue chinos with his pink shirt and everything. Karen and Jim head to New York. Pam says, I hope he gets a job. I just want him to be happy. Saying it sounds cliche. I don't care. I am what I am. That's Popeye. Now we have Dwight and Andy sitting in the conference room. Dwight's going to test his confidence and mental dexterity. What is the best color? Wrong. Black. It's the most dominant. How do you make a table? You make a chair, but you don't sit on it. Ithaca, New York, Cornell. Moratorium on Cornell talk. Forget your personal history and learn the history of this company. You're not off to a very good start, Bernard. I agree. But I am off to a good start. Andy says, I'm a great interviewee. I have my brain, which I use to my advantage when advantageous. And now they're doing a an arm wrestling match. Andy does a great angry, damn it. Now we're in the car with Jim and Karen. Karen's like, thanks for driving me to my interview. And they're talking about there's like a weird joking exchange between them about Karen getting the job or Jim getting the job. And there's a shot of Michael holding Jan's breasts. He's like, remarkable. Yeah, let me check him out one more time. Very good. And then he like brings up the curtains or the blinds. And she's like, all right, I'll see you in New York tomorrow. Kiss goodbye. And Michael, big smiles. And he's like, oh, guess we're back together. Your advice was good. Jan's was bigger. Now we have a talking head of Michael. He says, look, 2 weeks ago, I was in the worst relationship of my life. She treated me poorly. We didn't connect. I was miserable. Now, I'm in the best relationship of my life with the same woman. Love is a mystery, he says. Now we have shots in New York, Astor Place, as they come out of the subway, Jim and Karen. Last time he was there was sixth grade class. Wow, I miss New York. I miss busy New York. Michael comes out of his office and says, next time you see me, I'll be working for corporate. Tomorrow, Dwight Schrute is going to be running the branch. Without further ado, he plays a song on a little tiny, tiny recorder and says goodbye. And then Dwight grabs the recorder, turns it off, and puts his name on the door. Who's ready to work? Angela looks very excited. Jim says, we went to the Spotted Pig. We second acted Spam a lot. When you sneak in an intermission. We went to a bar that used to be a church. I swear I saw Lorne Michaels. That wasn't him. Jim is like, yes, it was. So now the discussion as they walk down the street is like, what happens if one of us gets the job? Karen says, I would move here if you got it. Would you move with me? And Jim is like, look, I was at the beach. We don't have a few generous Granton. There's one too many people there. You mean Kevin? Exactly. Jim's noncommittal. Can't stay there, right? Yeah. This is what Jenna Fisher has been referring to as wishy-washy Jim. Oh, look at those jeans, Jim. Jimmy. Now we have a shot of a random New York City office building. Michael asks if he need anything. Do you need anything? I know where it all is. If you need to know someone's name, just ask me. Jim points to the secretary. Who's that? Or like a beardy. Says, that is Beardy. I'm going to go introduce myself. Oh. I'm by far the most qualified person they're interviewing. Jim and Karen are here, which is cute. Kid actors tagging along with Daddy. Except Daddy is the best actor around. Daddy is Meryl Streep. Now we have Michael, Dwight and Andy sitting in Michael's office. Dwight has some big league chewing. Make Andrew Menard my number two. And Dwight is spitting into the world's best boss mug. And he says, look, I was nowhere. I was in anger management. Look where I am now. Not bad, huh? It's him cleaning out the spit mug. There's Hunter. Hunter's the secretary, Jen, administrative assistant. Can you give her a message for me? Just say, I want to squeeze them. It's code. She'll know what it means. Hunter, tell her. Little motorboat movement, Michael. Now we have Dwight talking to Pam. He's like, you were very brave at the beach. I want you to be assistant regional manager. But in a sense, publicly, the regional manager position will be myself, but the title to be secretly applied to you, Pam, stripped of its pomp and frills. Pam says, so you would be the regional manager and the assistant regional manager. Andy is your number two. I would be the secret assistant regional manager. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I do. Pam says, I learned from Jim. If you are asked by Dwight to do something secret, you say, absolutely, I do. We have Michael coming in to talk to David Wallace. Post-merger performance stats. Here you go. You didn't lose a single customer, and you trimmed the budget. Michael says, yeah. What do you think your greatest strength is as a manager? His greatest weaknesses are working too hard, caring too much. I can be too invested in my job. And your strengths? David Wallace. Very good. Phyllis says, Dwight is our new boss. Karen, she looks corporate. Those little pants suits, that's Kevin, making notes everywhere. Dwight brings everybody to the center of the room. This is a Schrutbuck. Motivational tool. 1,000 Schrutbucks equals 5 minutes for lunch. The cash value of a Schrutbuck, 1/100th of a cent. Zip your lid, Oscar. Michael wasted a lot of time with ethnic celebrations, parades, and soft-minded do-goodness. No more meetings. But today he'll have a lecture to increase your knowledge on the world of paper. There's a new sheriff in these offices. His name is me. Conference room. 10 seconds. Pam is like, oh my. She says, I can't wait to see what he has planned, and I wish Jim was here. Now, David Wallace says, what can we do better? Paper, great. Great paper is our passion. We're great. Super duper paper. Super duper. Okay. It is always a treat when our paths cross. Michael says, hey, look. If you hadn't already heard, Jan and I are back together. I made you fill out one of those love documents again. I'm excited to work under her or on top of her. David says, look, I thought it was clear that the position you're applying for is Jan's job. We're going to tag team it. Is we're letting Jan go. Michael is very confused. The origins of paper is the lecture. Paper comes from trees. Trees grow in soil. 7 different types of Pennsylvania topsoil. What would you say? It's the most important element in the production of above ground growth. Phosphorus, nitrogen, absorb this information. Angela's loving this. Precipitation, Stanley. Does it fall in a liquid, solid, or gas. The liquid, you've earned one shroot buck. He does not want it. You've been deducted 50. Make it 100, he says. Don't you want to earn shroot bucks? I'll give you 1 billion Stanley nickels if you never talk to me again. What's the ratio of Stanley nickels to shroot bucks? Same of unicorns to leprechauns. Andy says, class canceled. Everybody out. I'm punishing them. Pam says, come on. Let's listen to Dwight's presentation. And gives her like a huge weird wink. Zip your lid. He says, zip your lid. Karen said, that's my 5-year plan. Who knows? What do you think about Michael Scott? He's a very nice man. And very well suited for the job he has now. He would be a disaster, she says. We have Jan in her office. Michael was like, hey, you. Could have been better, I guess. Cool. You should do it sooner rather than later. Let's just run away together. He's getting very emotional. You can pay off my debts. It'll be fine. Michael's like, I can't tell you. Jan is like, he's cracking. You can see him cracking. She walks in to Dave Wallace's office. You son of a bitch. Oh, I can't remember if I'm swearing on this. Where the hell do you get off? David's like, look, it's overdue. Your behavior has been completely erratic. You smoke constantly in your office. You're online shopping. You disappear for days. You go to Scranton far more often. Jan wants to know if it's because of these. I will see you in court. He likes them. That is all I care about. David Wallace is being super clear-headed. Michael says, hey, you're being unstable. We're all unstable. I'm not leaving. Karen's just sitting there. Michael's like, I did not tell her. And then hides. And then the next scene is... Oh, take another pause. What's going on? What's going on here? Oh, we have Dwight painting his office black, deep black. It's so intimidating. Abandon all hope, ye who enter here. So now we got security taking Jan out with a little box. Hunter. Give a big hug to Hunter. Good luck with your band. Don't let them change you. Oh, she drops some things. Chaos. You get Jim and Pam sitting there in the waiting room. She heads out with a nice goodbye. Michael's like, I'm going to give her a ride home. Let me know about the job. I think we're going to take it another direction. Glad we're on the same page. I have a lot of ideas. He says, we're not giving you the job. And he's like, oh, you know what? That's good. I don't think I could take my girlfriend's job. Not being a good boyfriend. I respectfully withdraw my name. Do you accept my withdrawal? I do. I'm glad we're on the same page. Still my job in Scranton, though. It's all I ever wanted. These two, he points to Jim and Pam. Oh my god, Jim and Karen. Karen says that was some hardcore self-destruction. She's nuts. Now we get Jim about to go in for his interview. Jim says, look, you don't have to stay. She says, oh, look, my friends are meeting downtown for lunch. I'm gonna go meet them. Call me when you're done. Good luck, Albert. Karen heads out. Dunder Mifflin, this is Grace. And Jim gives like an interesting little look there to the camera. Now we have Michael and Jan on the way home in the Sebring. She's like, look, I think this is good. It's fine. I think it's great that it happened. My work has always been getting in the way of my happiness. Now she's breaking down. Michael's like, oh no, oh no. It'll be okay, don't cry. She said these painkillers, Michael does not know how to handle the emotion. She's like, what am I gonna do? I guess you can come stay in my condo. I could back out of the sale. He's going to get negative feedback on his eBay profile. She says, look, this is great. My full-time job is your relationship. I'll wait for you to get home. This can work. And he's like, oh, no. Oh, no. Michael sneaks back into the office. I'll be back. I am back. No, Pam, I'm back. For good. He announces to the office, I announce to you I have withdrawn my name for consideration to corporate. Dwight, deer in headlights for Dwight. You were a shoo-in. I got down there. Nailed the interview. And he like notices his office was black. He says, Dwight says to intimidate his subordinates. He says that's stupid. You shouldn't have taken it. Bad management. Good thing I'm back. Ryan, coffee. He says, I don't do that stuff anymore. Calls him a bimbo, kids, and I am never, ever going to leave. I'm going nowhere. This place is like a hospital. My house, my old age home, my graveyard. My bones. Pam says, did Karen get the job? He says, back to work. Still waiting on that coffee, Ryan. Dwight unpacks his desk, puts his bobblehead back, gives a look to Pam, heads over, and says, Pam, I wanted to thank you for helping me when you were secret assistant to the regional manager. You served the office with great dignity. She gives him a salute and he salutes back. Now Pam says, look, I don't know what the future holds. I'm optimistic. I had fun with Dwight today. Jim and I, oh, this is one of the best. This is incredible. Maybe one day I'll find my own Karen. She said She and Jim are too similar. A man version of Karen is what she wants. I can hold my head up. I'm not gay. David Wallace says, I don't know if I can hire a Sixers fan. Jim says, I can leave. Jim, you're clearly a bright guy. Hit your numbers. You make a personable on everyone you meet. Do you have your quarterly numbers? And then as he pulls it out, there's a note. It says, don't forget us when you're famous. And it has the foil, the yogurt foil from the Office Olympics. And is that season two? It's incredible. Jim's like, look, I like appreciate the buildings and the people. The energy that New York has. They have places open past 8. And you can see him looking at it again. And he says his favorite thing is the friendships. Okay. We want this person for the long haul, David Wallace says. Long haul, where do you see yourself in 10 years? There's a long, long pause, and it goes back to the beach. And Jim is talking to Pam and says, how are your feet? The real reason he went to, he explains, he wanted to be not here. This is back at the beach with the tiki torches and everything. Jim is like, look, I came back, but I've never really come back. Pam's like, yeah. Come back. I wish you would, she says. And there's a scene of Pam answering the phone back at the office. Now there's a talking head. She's like, look, I bet Jim got the job. He's qualified, smart. Everyone loves him. And if he never comes back, and there's a shot of him walking out of the building, I'm sure we'll stay friends, she says. He drives home alone. Pam's like, look, it's okay. I'm totally fine. The door opens. Jim is like, are you free for dinner tonight? She says yes. And it's a date. And the look she gives to the camera is so perfect. It's incredible. Perfect. That scene. I love that scene. All right, so now we got a shot of David Wallace on the phone. He's like, look, I'm excited you're gonna join us. It'll be nice to have another MBA. And Ryan is smiling ear to ear. And he's like, Kelly, you and I are done. So Ryan secured the job. So that leaves us with Karen out of the picture. Jim and Pam about to go on their date. Ryan heading to corporate. Jan living at the condo. And Michael back in his job with Dwight. And Jim back in his job. So, incredible, incredible end to the season right there. I love it. That's going to do it for our third season. Greatly looking forward to starting episode 1 of season 4, which is Fun Run, which is then closely followed by did some really incredible episodes of The Office. So I don't think I will get that emotional again until the, what is the episode when they watch the Jack Black movie? That's like back in season 5 or something. Yeah, so we got, okay, so the way that they ordered it in this one is each episode was 2 episode codes. So Fun Run was 1 and 3, 5, 7, 9, 10. So there's technically 18 episodes, or 19 episodes in the season, but because 1, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 of those are actually 1 episode, so 6. So 6, yeah, it's a shorter season. Maybe that's why it seems so interesting. Interesting. All right. So there's 14 episodes in season 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Wow. We're really churning. So I appreciate everybody tuning in. I hope by now you are peacefully resting, slumbered. Sweet dreams. Good night. I'll see you next week from Scranton, Pennsylvania. Good night.